Good morning. Today is Thursday, March 21st, 2024. My name is Alyssa, and I'm an alcoholic. Let's start with a moment of silence for the suffering and recovering alcoholics and their loved ones inside and out of the rooms. The Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen. Daily Reflections. Material and spiritual well-being. Fear of economic insecurity will leave us. Alcoholics Anonymous, page 84. Having fear reduced or eliminated and having economic circumstances improve are two different things. When I was new in AA, I had those two ideas confused. I thought fear would leave me only when I started making money. However, another line from the big book jumped off the page one day when I was chewing on my financial difficulties. Quote, "For us, material well-being always followed spiritual progress. It never proceeded," unquote, page 127. I suddenly understood that this promise was a guarantee. I saw that it put priorities in the correct order, that spiritual progress would diminish that terrible fear of being destitute, just as it diminished many other fears. Today, I try to use the talents God gave me to benefit others. I found that is what others valued all along. I try to remember that I no longer work for myself. I only get the use of the wealth God created. I never have owned it. My life's purpose is much clearer when I just work to help, not to possess. Aspel Season Number 81, Selfish? I can see why you are disturbed to hear some AA speakers say AA is a selfish program. The word selfish ordinarily implies that one is acquisitive, demanding, and thoughtless of the welfare of others. Of course, the AA way of life does not at all imply such undesirable traits. What do these speakers mean? Well, any theologian will tell you that the salvation of his own soul is the highest vocation that a man can have. Without salvation, however we may define this, he will have little or nothing. For us of AA, there is even more urgency. If we cannot or will not achieve sobriety, then we become truly lost right in the here and now. We are of no value to anyone, including ourselves, until we find salvation from alcohol. Therefore, our own recovery and spiritual growth have to come first, a right and necessary kind of self-concern. Letter 1966. Let's end with the Lord's Prayer. Who brings us here? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Keep coming back. It works if you work it. Dear God, please help me stay sober today. Amen.